Let's bow our heads in prayer. Holy God, grant this day your word will be preached, and your presence will be made known, and your way will be followed, in Jesus' name. Good morning. This past week, your new rector, Jeannie Marks, was in the area looking for a house, and she did find one, and I had a chance to see her at lunch this past week. And I want to tell you that that she is a very smart, spiritual, loving, and a person with a good sense of humor. And I want to tell you that you need to really thank Bill and his search committee and Chuck and the vestry for their choice. This is an excellent choice. And I think also you who have been praying regularly for the new rector, I want to tell you, I believe your prayers are answered. I think you got an ideal person. And so I want to talk today about prayer. That's what the gospel is all about. And I'd like to talk to you about praying prayers. And that there's a difference between prayer and pray. And so I want to talk about to pray prayers and what it means to us today. Because first of all, I think it's critical that you have your own working definition of what is prayer. What is prayer? And it seems to me that the biblical definition, Jesus' definition of prayer, is to be in God's presence. Paul says we should pray unceasingly, and because people have confused prayer with to pray, they say, I don't have enough time to say all those prayers. Well, if you're in God's presence, you are in prayer. And if you listen closely, because people don't make that distinction between to pray and prayer, they miss the whole scripture here. Because when they come to Jesus and say, Lord, teach us to pray, Jesus says, when you pray. In other words, he's saying prayer is getting in God's presence, and then you can say prayers. You don't say prayers to get in God's presence, but you get in God's presence to say prayers. And so the Lord's Prayer is all about how to get into God's presence and then how to say prayers. And we have made it a prayer, but it basically is a guideline. And so listen to it closely, because I looked up the Greek. I've got these two huge books, and one of them has got the whole Bible in Greek and English, and the other has got a concordance about what all these words mean. And I was interested because when Jesus said, when you pray, say, and that word is lego, and the average word for Greek, and they have six different words for say, is leleo. And the word lego is something which is more or less an internal thought rather than a verbal statement. It's in one sense talking about the meaning of the words rather than just the words. And so when he said, when you pray, say, he's talking about something going on internally. And so when we pray, the first thing you see what we do is, and let me just say this, one of the things you perhaps need to ask yourself this question, and maybe you might have fun and ask other people the question, but if to pray is to be in God's presence, how do you get into God's presence? I ask people that all the time, because it's a critical question. And the point is that there are like four major answers. One answer is, well, I get into God's presence by praying. Another answer is, I get into God's presence by singing praise hymns. Episcopalians many times say, I get into God's presence by taking communion. Or perhaps it's going out to the mountains or maybe on a retreat. And see, the point is, that might be what you do, but it is not how one gets into God's presence. Because you can pray prayers and not pray. You can sing praise hymns and not praise. You could be stuffed with Eucharistic bread and not be in communion with God. And you could go to the mountains or on retreats and not get a single thing out of it. That's not how you do it. Because there are things that are physical that we see with the rational mind. There are things that are spiritual that we cannot see with the rational mind. They're unseen. We can only sense their presence. And so when we are able to open our heart, then we get into God's presence, then we can pray the prayers. And so it's a critical point is no matter what you do, if you do get in, it's because the heart was open. Because if you stay in the head, you will never get into God's presence. It's a matter of sensing the unseen. And so that's what Jesus is saying. Now, he said, now, when you pray, this is what's going on in terms of getting into God's presence. And I'm using Matthew's Lord's Prayer rather than Luke's because it's the one we're most familiar with. But think about that. It first of all starts off with Our Father. What we're doing is when we're going to start praying, we're going to recognize where we're going. We're going to see the Father. And then Our Father, who art in heaven. We know that heaven is something which is spiritual. It is up. If you want to get into God's kingdom, God's heaven, have to open the heart. And so when we open the heart and begin to sense, then it is, hallowed be thy name, because we focus on the presence of God who is within us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Because you see, when we're in God's presence, we're in the kingdom, because the kingdom of God is within us. And so thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. When we're in God's kingdom and we're on earth, we're doing what God wants us to do. So God's will is being done now on earth when you and I are working in that presence. Then it is in the heavens. Give us this day our daily bread is, you know, the manna only lasted for one day. You couldn't reserve it. You couldn't put it in the icebox and freeze it. It just didn't work like that. And it's the same thing with prayer. Prayer is a now relationship. It's not something that if I just do 20 of them now, then tomorrow, then I'll have some reserve. You don't get a reserve. It's either you're in or you're out. And it's a now, it's a daily experience. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And the word there is as, because God forgives us in a godly way, and the way we forgive others is in a godly way. And you cannot forgive someone unless we forgive them in a godly way. Being in God's presence with that love, we are able then to release that particular situation. And lead us not into temptation. I think that always struggles. People struggle with that, but I think that's the test. Because if you are afraid that God will lead you into temptation, you're probably out of the presence. Because when we're in the presence, it's not that big a deal because it's not going to happen. Deliver us from evil. When we're out of God's presence, He delivers us, brings us back into His presence. And then we have the Gloria. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now, when we pray that prayer, think of it not as much as a prayer, but as an exercise of getting into God's presence by opening the heart. And see, it's important, I think, to understand this, that Paul says, if you live in the Spirit, need to walk in the Spirit. And what people do is when they get in the Spirit, many times they'll close their eyes and just sort of bow and turn off the rational so they can sense the presence. And that's okay to do. But Paul says, if you live in the Spirit, we need to walk in the Spirit. Walking in the Spirit is not necessarily external movement. It's being able to do things out here while we're still conscious in here. And so our rational mind can only think of one thing at a time. And so we can be conscious about a lot of things. Right now you could be conscious of the lighting and the temperature and people around you while you're listening to me rationally. And to walk in the Spirit is to get into God's presence and then use the rational faculties, because we will think, feel, and act differently in God's presence rationally than when we're out. We tend to act irrationally. And so walking in the Spirit is important, but recognizing the toughest thing to do by staying conscious of the presence is to use the rational mind, because the rational mind is so strong sometimes it just knocks out that sense of consciousness. And what I do in the morning, just to sort of get myself going, when I get up, I'll take something familiar like the Lord's Prayer or the 23rd Psalm, and I'll just begin praying that, but I'll get in God's presence and pray a few words and just kind of pause just to make sure I'm in the presence and then go on. And when I was able to do that, then I was able to talk to other people by staying conscious of the presence, and I found out we got a lot more done than if I was out there just running on the rational side. And so that's important practice, and I'd like to share that with you. And some of you might catch on and do it more than one time. But the idea here is that it's graceful, not legalistic. It's not something you do to get in. You get in to do it. And if you can do it by the Lord's Prayer, then you can perhaps begin talking to other people, staying in God's presence while you're doing the rational activity. And so here's how it goes. First of all, and I want you to do it with me, just take a minute now and just kind of relax and kind of look around the room and just kind of get aware of God's presence. This is a holy place. We've got the cross and we've got beautiful things happening here and wonderful things have happened to people here. Just kind of sense that presence and just start off by using your rational faculties and using the Lord's Prayer. Just say the words, "Our Father who art in heaven." And then we stop, see, and just make sure that you're sensing that presence of God. And so we are getting in the presence to pray the prayer, "Hallowed be thy name." And we just pause for a minute. And it's important because if you want to walk in the Spirit, you need to be kind of looking around because you want to be doing all these other activities while you stay conscious and you're doing the rational as well. "Thy kingdom come." Pausing now, just kind of, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Now, look at somebody across the room and say, "Give us this day our daily bread." And see someone else. "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." It's that pause, just getting in touch. "Lead us not into temptation." Now look at someone else. Say, "Deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen." See, that's called praying prayers. Praying, getting God's presence, and then saying the words. Amen. Wasn't that fun?